My Song to Nature by Lang Elliott. Spring is such an uplifting expression of the abundance of the natural world. When I was asked to write a blog post in celebration of the coming of spring, I agreed without hesitation. What could be easier than praising this incredible time of year, when the landscape comes alive with the songs of birds and frogs, and we are surrounded by leaves unfolding and wildflowers blooming? Spring is such an uplifting expression of the abundance of the natural world. As I began writing, it suddenly occurred to me that my unbridled gratefulness for this time of year is perhaps best put forth poetically, and this reminded me of a piece I began writing 4 years ago, My Song to Nature, A Poetic Celebration Through the Seasons. Utilizing fairly simple rhyming schemes, the verse is infused with a childlike spirit, and also informed by my decades of study of natural history. The poem is intended to communicate the joy I felt as a young boy exploring nature, a sentiment that is still quite alive within me as I approach my 70th birthday. How fortunate to still be here now. Sadly, My Song to Nature is currently unfinished, its progress having been delayed by my recent ordeal with throat cancer. While I had managed to set the tone of the poem by writing a number of verses, I was forced to take a break as I healed from the cancer treatment. Once I became active again, work on the poem was further delayed as other projects came to the fore, including my current focus on healing soundscapes. Rest assured, however, that I fully intend to complete my poem before the years finally take their toll. Although unfinished, I would nonetheless like to share several introductory stanzas that I wrote 4 years ago, because they convey my everlasting gratefulness to be alive here on Earth, naturally inclined to attune myself to nature's music and embrace its captivating rhythms and melodies. Lang, Now and Then, 1955. Below is the beginning of My Song to Nature, presented as spoken word and set against a springtime soundscape recorded along a tributary of the Buffalo River in the Ozark Mountains of northern Arkansas, a gently babbling brook accompanied by the uplifting sounds of birds. For those who want to hear just nature, the background soundscape itself is featured here. Does this poem reflect your own love of nature and the joy you feel now and also felt as a child when spending time outdoors? I would love to hear from you in the reflection area below.